Hello and welcome to the fourth episode in the third season from the Hijinx TV podcast. Oh my god! It is I am he is we, and together we are the host of Hijinx TV. I am your friendly local neighborhood Dick Nutba, here to bring you another entertaining podcast full of entertainment, sprinkled with some surprises. And I'm bad, man. I guess I'm just gonna sit here and be fucking quiet, huh, Dick? Well, Batman, that's not exactly what I said. I said, if you don't have anything nice to say, then please don't say anything at all. And why did I tell you that, Batman?
What do you mean, why did you told me that? Because you're a dick. Duh, dick. Do I really need to explain to you how you're a dick?
No, but I would like for you to explain why I told you that if you don't have anything nice to say, then don't say anything at all.
What? Was I not supposed to tell you that your face looks kind of like shit today?
Yeah, that's not nice, okay? You don't come in here and say rude things like that. It's my house. Alright? If you have thoughts like that, just keep them to your fucking self. You don't need to come over here and be rude.
Alright, dude, can you stop lecturing me? Can we get on with the fucking podcast? People don't want to listen to you lecturing me. Alright?
Alright, fine. Fair enough. Good point. Alright, you guys, well, without further ado, we've got a super special surprise guest later on in this podcast. You guys are not going to want to miss this one. Alright, well, without further ado, let's get into it. Sit back, relax, and away we go! So, it is election day, I believe. It is November 3rd. Late last week, sometime. I want to say it was either late last week, early last week. Sometime last week, Donald Trump went on a Twitter rampage again at about 3 o'clock in the morning. Alright. Blaming, and I've said before in past seasons, I'm going to give you part of the information, and I implore you to go look for the rest of it yourself. All right. So Donald Trump went on Twitter and was blaming somebody, a group of people, for handing Joe Biden the election and giving him the presidency this year. All right. I haven't looked again to see if the tweets are still up there. He may have taken them down since then, but he pretty much already gave it away that the people who are in charge of giving away the presidency have already selected Joe Biden to give the presidency to. He let this slip on Twitter in some tweets, and everybody's ignoring it. Well, back in 2016, I know this for a fucking fact because I sat there and I watched it happen on live television. I watched it. I stayed up that late to watch the fucking presidential election. And I watched that up until the last fucking minutes. Up until the last minutes. Bernie Sanders was ahead of Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton. God damn it, text message. He decided to pull out at the last minute because he knew that he wasn't going to get the presidency. Even though he was ahead by our votes, he knew that he wasn't going to get the presidency because he already knew that the people who select a president in the United States are not the actual citizens of the United States like they're trying to fucking tell us. Your vote matters. No, it fucking doesn't. They select somebody, they get enough people to vote for somebody or vote for somebody else, and then they select somebody. They already have this predetermined who the hell's going to do it or who's going to be it. So the people that have voted for the person who actually wins feels like their vote counted, but it actually didn't. You were just blindsided into believing that's what happened and that your vote matters, and it really doesn't. I would love to say that this country, the United States, that your vote matters, but it fucking doesn't. All right, it doesn't. Look at 2016's presidential election. right, well, this hot box review is going to be coming once again from Bobsled Extracts, cannabis extract out of Oregon here. I don't know what the fuck I was about to say there. Anyway, the Gab, another sugar sauce that I'm going to be trying tonight, is a Lunar Lava. I might have that wrong. This might actually be a sugar wax because this is a thicker consistency. A sugar sauce is exactly what the name entails. It's a little bit saucy, whereas a wax looks like if you were to take your fingernail, grow it out a little bit, and then dig in your ear after you haven't cleaned them for a few days and pull some wax out. It's going to be a little bit thicker like that. So this Lunar Lava, I want to say, is a sugar wax. Hey, Raffy. I've got the kitties up here trying to play around. Anyway, count on this is THC is 79.08%. The CBD is below limit of quantitation, or LOQ. The terps come out to 7.85%. So the terps aren't as high in as the other one was, but the effects are still going to be there. This one's got another little bit of a fruity, citrusy, piney. This one's definitely going to be more of a uplifting, energetic-y, focusing cannabis. Depending on your genetic makeup, you might feel a little bit different. You might feel more energetic. You might feel more relaxed. You might feel more focused than other people might be. Keep this in mind. Everybody's body is different. Everybody's body is different. Even identical twins, they have some sort of difference in their genetic makeup. So everybody is going to react to cannabis a little bit differently. There's typically not going to be two people that are going to get the exact same effects every single time that they smoke a cannabis strain of anything, whether it be an extract like I'm smoking right now, flower, topicals, tinctures, whatever you use. Other people are going to be feeling different effects than you might feel. Hey, Raffy, we thought Raffy was a little girl for a while. Until he showed us that he's not, he's a little boy. We got two little boy kitties, Raffy and Leo. You can check them out on the Hijinks TV podcast on Instagram. That's what I meant to say. Anyway, let's go ahead and try this Lunar Lava in this week's Hot Box review. And one of the good things about an extract of any kind, whether it be in a pen or what I'm doing right here using my nectar collector that I got from the pharmacy. Now, these dabs I'm getting are from Sweet Relief here in Astoria, Oregon. There's actually quite a few Sweet Reliefs. There's one in Gearheart now, a little tiny shop, but they got some amazing selections out there. The nectar collector I purchased from the pharmacy. So, like I said, I shop around a lot at a lot of different shops in town to try to get, you know, a better deal. Whatever type of deals I can get, I tried. If you do live in Oregon, I do suggest paying the $100, taking the test online, and getting your bud tender license. You don't necessarily even need to have a desire to go into bud tending. If you have your bud tender's license, it costs $100. It's an open test, or open book test. Very fucking easy. I only missed one question. I couldn't believe it. And it was ridiculous. I thought I was going to get it right. Anyway, as you can tell, this dab, pen, dabs, flower, you're going to get an instant feeling. I am feeling really fucking high right now. 420. I'm going to take a pull off the pen here, but all these boxes that you will get from either getting a cartridge or a dab, it says that the effects are immediate, and yes, they are. What you do is you take a dab like I did, you hold it for as long as you can, and as you exhale, you can start to feel it. Now, you guys can hear it in my voice. I'm getting a little bit more energetic now after I've taken that dab, and the Lunar Lava, I just knocked some shit over here, sorry about the loud-ass noise. The Lunar Lava, bobsled extract, I pick mine up at Sweet Relief. They're not everywhere in Oregon. Check your local bud shop if you're in Oregon for bobsled extracts. All right, let's get on to the next segment. All right, so for this segment, I'm going to do the first ever artist spotlight, I guess we'll call it. I don't know. And I honestly, I don't know if this is going to work how I want it to. We'll see. If not, then I'll just delete this and re-record it. Anyway, let's get on with this. The first spotlight, artist spotlight that I want to do is from my new buddy, Al Parole. A-L-P-A-R-O-L-E. Al Parole. Excuse me. You can check him out on Spotify. He's got his... Excuse me. He's got... I'm going to be 100% honest. I don't know exactly how many songs. I know that I was listening to his playlist the other night for 5 hours straight. That's how catchy these songs are. And that is why he is going to be on our spotlight. And this first one that I'm going to be trying to spotlight is called Intoxicated. And it is one of my top 5 favorite songs. So let's see if we can...
of my life, no Sylvester, if he dies, he dies, haven't eaten, just chugging it down, standing up, can I keep myself down, I wake up and realize I could've died next, no monster, no Red Bull, but pounds in my chest, these fellas is hating like bitches, what's next, I'm smoking and drinking, just living my best, stand up, intoxicated, 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 man, I cannot stand up.
Well, that was my buddy Al Parole. Go check him out on Spotify. You can follow him on Instagram at Al Parole. It's very fucking simple. If you don't know how to spell Al Parole by now, what the fuck are you doing with your life? A-L-P-A-R-O-L-E. Go check him out. Do it now. Batman?
Yeah, Dick.
What are you doing over there?
Oh, I'm just drawing a picture. Why?
Well, we're supposed to be getting ready for this podcast. I thought you were, You just told me a couple minutes ago you were getting your notes ready.
Yeah, I am getting my notes ready.
Then why are you drawing a picture?
Hey, you do your notes how you want to do your notes, and I'll do my notes how I want to do my notes. And if I want to do my goddamn notes, that's fucking drawn out characteristic pictures to help me remember what I want to talk about, then so fucking be it. It's not your notes, it's my notes, Dick. Why are you concerned about my notes?
I'm more so concerned about what you're drawing over there, because it kind of looks like you're drawing a not nice picture.
What are you talking about?
Well, it looks like somebody's hanging from a tree by a noose, and somebody is dancing around under. Who is that? Me?
What?
Did you? Are you fucking dancing around my dead body?
What? No, this is not you, Dick, and that's not a dead body. That's a piñata, and I'm having a fiesta.
What? That looks really fucking. That looks a lot like me, Batman.
No, it's a piñata. How can you even say it looks like you? It's a fucking drawing. Come on, Dick.
Batman, look at that.
Yeah, I'm the one that drew it.
Okay.
Dick, this is not the time for jokes. Alright, what are you trying to get at with my picture here?
I'm trying to get at that you have a picture of me right there that you just fucking drew of you hanging me from a tree and then dancing around underneath it. With confetti? What the fuck, dude?
I told you it's a fiesta. You throw confetti at a fiesta.
Batman, I don't know if I want to hang out with you anymore.
Oh, come on, Dick. I'm not really going to kill you.
I knew that was a fucking picture of you trying to kill me.
Not trying. I succeeded and was dancing around your dead body.
Yeah, fuck you, dude. Get out of here.
No, we're doing this podcast.
No, not anymore.
Yeah. No, Dick, we're doing this podcast. You remember that contract that I signed?
You didn't sign any fucking contract.
Yeah, I did. You're paying me $100 per podcast that I appear on.
No, I'm not paying you shit, dude. I'm not getting paid for this shit. You're not getting paid for this shit. You want to get paid, go get a fucking job.
Oh. God, what are you going to be like my parents?
Seriously, get the fuck out of here. Alright, well, that is going to wrap up the fourth episode in the third season from the Hijinks TV podcast. It has been so much fun bringing you guys episode after episode after, well, this is the fourth episode, but this is the third fucking season. And you guys, oh my god, we have surpassed 10,000 plays. We are in 18 different countries. That's right, 18 different countries, over 10,300 plays. Thanks to you guys tuning in. Thanks to you guys sharing to all your social medias, to your Facebook, to your Instagram, to your Twitter, to your Reddit, to your wherever the hell you have. I guess there's this new thing called Parler. I don't know. Share my podcast to Parler. And you guys, if you're listening on Spotify, make sure you check out my boy Al Parole. He's got a lot of songs up there. They're fucking catchy. They are awesome. You're not gonna wanna miss it, and you are gonna kick yourself in the dick when he is worldwide famous and you forgot to go listen to him. I guarantee you within 10 years, everybody is going to know who he is by at least 8 years in. Alright. So, we will be back soon with some more podcasts. I'm not sure when it's going to be. My work schedule was altered a little bit, and I am having things going on, and stuff's happening. And, well, shit happens, alright? Alright, well, that is going to wrap up this episode. Before we wrap it up, though, remember to go follow at HijinksTV_podcast on Instagram. And go follow Al also, at Al Parole, A-L-P-O-R. Oh my fuck, I'm stoned. At A-L-P-O-R-A-L-E, Al Parole. Alright, you guys go drop us follows. We'll see you guys soon.
Dick, do I get to say anything? Shut up, Batman. Come on, Dick. Please.
All right, fine. What do you want to say?
All right, podcast listeners. You guys make sure you tune in next episode, because I'm going to try to talk Dickie here into letting me read some more of the Batman Chronicles.
If you don't call me Dickie again, I'll think about it.
Alright. Fine. Asshole.
I heard that.
You were supposed to.
Alright, well, we had fun. We'll see you guys next time. And remember to invite all your friends.